Praise the Lord, Pastor. First of all, I'm very sorry I have not responded to your messages. It has been a bit. It's kind of topsy-turvy situation, but it's all okay. But by the grace of God, I just want to let you know that when we came to your place, you remember Paul, right? My younger son. You did say that he's waiting for something, he's looking for something for some time, he's waiting for it, and he will receive it, you know. And yes, through to it, he was trying to get a job, a project for himself. And yeah, by the grace of God, yesterday night at 9 p.m., when I was going to do my family prayer, and he got the news from the people who's wanting. It's a kind of small renovation job, a very small renovation job, but then he wanted to do it by himself. So yeah, for a 26 years old guy, Christian boy, to get a renovation work from a Malay people, it's kind of impossible, which God has made it possible. And yeah, tomorrow they have called him to sign the contract. And there are a lot of oppositions coming because there are other Malays who want to get the job, and they're kind of upset. And yeah, they have been doing certain things that Paul will not get this job. So thank you so much. Like you said the other day, when we step our feet into that place, God already will start to make things work. I believed it with all my heart. There was a purpose, because it was not something that we planned to come. And even many times when I have initiated this and I've called them, it just doesn't work out. Even when we come nearby to your place, I've told them, why not we just drop by Pastor Krishna's place? It'll be, yeah, okay. And at that last moment, it'll be like, I don't think now we can go, you know, things like that. But on that day, God really, like, yeah, I've been crying my heart out to God for the past few days before we came there. Yeah, I was asking for the Lord to intervene and do something. I believe it was God's work on that day, answering my prayer. And I already see that in Paul's life, God is doing this. Yes, Pastor, thank you so much. I believe that tomorrow, until he goes and signs the contract, God's power will still be with him and breaking down the arrows of the enemies that is coming in Paul's way. And God will enable him to sign the contract without any obstacles. Thank you, Pastor. And yeah, never mind anyway. For now, this is good news. So I'm really happy right now. I'm packing the things for Paul. He will have to leave. We've been preparing things because he was waiting for other contractors to answer him. So it was quite late for him to leave to Selangor today. But he's still making a move. Anytime now, I'll have to pack him and send him off. I pray that God's favor will be with him, and the angel of the Lord will go forth before Paul and keep the paths clear for him. And the presence of God will keep Paul awake till he reached there safely. Thank you, Pastor, for upholding your family in your prayer. Get back to you as soon as I can. Okay? Thank you. God bless you. Please do take care of yourself. I love you so much, mighty, wonderful woman of God. God bless you and your family, Pastor.